Lanyap, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. My guest today, Jason Reinhart, assistant professor and director of orchestras at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Nathan Hall, coordinator of student activities at the university. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
me. All right. And Jason, Nathan, we are talking about Christmas at ULM coming up very soon.
Right. It's an event that happens on Tuesday. In Scott Plaza, it starts at 5 o'clock, and it's open and free to the public and the community, as well as all the students, faculty, and staff here on campus.
Just a wonderful time, and of course, we invite families out. Doesn't have to be just adults or, you know, faculty students. It's basically open to the public, correct?
Yes. People can bring their kids. We're going to have lots of activities for them to do beforehand. We're going to have ACE, and the Christmas tree is going to be lit up. Santa's going to be there. You can have your picture taken with ACE and Santa and the ACE mobile.
Yeah. So, Nathan, tell me a little bit about your involvement with the event coming up Tuesday.
I just make sure it happens, really, and make sure everyone shows up when they're supposed to. The head honcho, we would say, would be Deborah Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of helps coordinate all the musical aspects of it.
Have you attended before?
Oh, yeah. This is my first time as of this position with Christmas at ULM, but I've been to it several times.
So having to be one busy elf, I guess. Well, what have you walked away with, when you attended, Nathan, what have you walked away with, in attending the Christmas at ULM event?
It really is just a good time, like, to get into the Christmas spirit. Being so early in December is one of the first kind of, like, Christmas performances, in the area. So it's good just so the students can get into it, and then so the community can also get into the Christmas spirit.
Jason, we're talking about the Christmas at ULM. Really, a lot of different activities are going to be on, performances, a variety of those as well.
Yes, we'll begin the performance right at 5 o'clock with the University Orchestra Brass section. We'll be doing a few Christmas-type music, mm-hmm. While by My Sheep and Joy to the World. And then the actual real ceremony begins. We'll have like an introduction, and then the choirs will join us on stage, and we'll have the university choral program. All the singers within that will be here. The children's chorus will be here, as well as some of our faculty accompany us on piano.
Yeah. With you participating in the event, so what does it mean to you with, having everybody, for the big event with Christmas at ULM?
It's just a big celebration of Christmas. You know, for us at the university, it's kind of like the end of the semester, the beginning of the holiday season. It's one little last little hurrah before we all kind of go our own ways and go back to our own families. We get to have one more moment with our families here on campus before we leave.
Mm-hmm. So I guess a lot of planning going into this, Nathan, having to get everybody coordinated and in the right place and get all the preparations made for Tuesday night.
Yes and no. You know, I think that the musical side has to do a little more than I do, but this event is actually just like on my side is very relaxed. And then one thing that I like the most about it is they have a time for everyone to have like a sing along with the university chorale, and that to me is one of the most enjoyable times. But as a planning side, it's not too difficult.
All right. Now, as far as the sing-along, Jason, do you have any part in that, or is that Deborah's area?
Deborah will be conducting that, and the brass will play on a couple of the numbers, or the verses. We won't play the whole time, but we'll join everybody, usually on the last verse of the, song. And it's a good time. We've started practicing last week. We just had a concert 2 weeks ago, and so we've now started practicing the music for Tuesday, and so it's busy.
Right. How does that come about as far as what selections y'all are going to be playing? Is that something that y'all discuss through, leading up, a few months before we get to the event?
Or? Yeah, actually, Nathan, myself, Hank Tharp, Debbie Chandler, all met in her office. What was that, back in the end of September, Nathan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we started planning this at the end of September, what pieces we would do, what kind of format we wanted, just the order of things. Dr. Kofer will be there to kind of give like a little speech and celebration of Christmas, and then we'll light the Christmas tree right after he's done.
So Nathan, what do some of your friends say that have been to the event?
Most of the students enjoy it. I mean, we usually have a crowd of between 500 and 600 people, and everyone really enjoys it. One of the staples that we have from year to year is Silent Night is one of the last songs that we sing, and we usually have a candle lighting part right before then, and then everyone sings Silent Night with a candle in their hands, and that is always something that everyone really enjoys.
All right. Again, talking with Jason Reinhardt, assistant professor and director of orchestras here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and Nathan Hall, coordinator of student activities. Christmas at ULM. And, before we forget, the Christmas tree will be lit. So that's just one of those moments of awe, I guess you'd say.
Right. And actually, I was just walking across campus a little while ago and saw the tree go up. So they're getting it prepared for Tuesday.
All right. Nathan, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Jason, thank you as well.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to it. Christmas at ULM, 5 o'clock next Tuesday, here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Monroe.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.